Firefighters in southwest France are using everything they can lay their hands on to beat back these rapidly spreading fires. 75 square kilometres of the Gironde region looks like this. Drought and extreme temperatures have created an easily combustible mixture.
La journée risque d'être...
The day risks being complicated because the temperatures are going up and precipitation is dropping.
Firefighters from across Europe, these are Romanian, have been drafted in to help fight the flames.
This is an area that's already caught fire. It caught fire again, so the firefighters have had to come back and douse the flames. One of the challenges for them is because the temperatures are so high and the ground is so dry, as soon as the water hits the ground, it evaporates. So it takes a lot more water and a lot more effort to put out the flames.
The risk of new fires is very severe, according to the local authorities. 10,000 people have been evacuated from their homes.
Fires are still active along the edge of the 40-kilometer perimeter. They're advancing little by little, so we are trying to keep the same priorities we had at the start. That is to protect the people who've been evacuated, and we'll keep protecting all these homes.
Villagers here know they've had a lucky escape. These signs are everywhere, thanking the fire service for saving their homes.
It's the first time I've seen a catastrophe like that. Above all, a catastrophe for the biodiversity. It's an enormous catastrophe. We're not going to have any forest left. It's really serious.
I'm clearing away burnt trees from the roads so that firefighters and volunteers and farm workers can get through and put out as much of the fire as they can.
The forests will eventually recover. But as the planet warms and the extreme weather becomes more frequent, it might not be long before flames are licking up these trees again. Bernard Smith, Al Jazeera, in the Gironde, southwest France.